Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Mother of Afrobeat Speaks. I am your hostess, Sandra Isidore, along with LaTanya McLean Pruitt. I just start questioning, you know, what is it? I've asked that of myself, and it's just something that I don't understand. You know, how can you or anyone create something that would cause bodily harm to millions of people? How could you, in good consciousness, do such a thing? You know, right now, America is very angry with Snowden and people like Assad. But why be angry with them for telling the truth, you know, or exposing the truth, especially when you have done something deceptive, like Dr. Robert Gallo? And not just him exclusively, creating the AIDS virus to depopulate? I mean, why was it necessary to create such a horrible disease and then spread it?
The only thing I can think of, Sandra, is control, power. That's the whole point of killing in the first place. People who do kill want to take lives. It makes them feel powerful. But I think it's even deeper than that. Genocide that's going on around the world, and this was probably what they thought the quickest and best way to do it, with their hands, thinking their hands are clean, disease.
Yeah, but, you know, it goes back to the film, The Godfather. And one of the things that The Godfather had said in the film, you know, he was very much against the fact that drug dealers wanted to bring drugs into the community, you know, as opposed to alcohol and prostitution. The Godfather was very much against drugs. But one of the things that he said was, as long as you kept it in certain communities, he would go along with it.
Right.
But here it is, fast forward, and that's exactly what happened. I mean,
I've done a lot of studies with the older quote-unquote gangsters, and they were very much against the drug trading. They wanted to keep it. They felt that that was loaded, that it was going to get out of control, and it did. That's why
you don't really
hear too much about the mafia anymore. The young ones came in, and they got into drugs, and they're gone now. It's over. There's no more power there, not as much as it was then.
How is it that a person can think, I'm going to pile all of this manure in this community, and it'll be contained in that community? What makes you think that it will not reach outside?
Mm-hmm.
What has happened with the AIDS virus? You know,
mm-hmm.
they put that was a disease that was injected into innocent, unsuspecting people,
right.
And mostly in the gay community in your major cities, because when I go back, and I go back to Dr. Barbara Justice, she was one of the first doctors to deal with the AIDS virus. She was the first person that, you know, I really listened to in reference to the AIDS virus. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was through Dr. Kwaku Lin, who had the Liberation Weekends, where he had all these black scholars that would come on and speak, that I learned of the research and, you know, studies to save people's lives, not to create this monstrous disease that Dr. Gallo created. And, you know, the researchers that were there from Belgium, in the Congo of West Africa, you know, doing lab research and using innocent people as guinea pigs. And the sad part is that our government was aware of it. As a matter of fact, they funded it. I'm finding out so many ugly things via internet that I just have to ask other people, you know. And that's why I'm glad you two queens are here to, you know, share this
one thing that I do know that there was a committee that came together and they wanted what it is. It's about white supremacists. Basically, everyone else, Jews, gays, blacks, anyone that was not pure white, they wanted to get rid of. And I believe for generations, this is what they've been trying to do, just rid this world of who they think is beneath them. And they have been, even down to what Hitler did when he, during the Holocaust, I mean, all of this, I mean, and then, of course, the drugs in our neighborhood, all of these things were definitely a plan. But it's arrogance, and it's very, to think that it would not spread. Because we all do know that when the drugs hit our community, you didn't hear about it until it got into other communities and it started affecting their children. Then it became a war on drugs. The drugs had been here in our community for how long? And I know for a fact that it was what went from the heroin. They had the cocaine. They were basing cocaine. And when they found it was too expensive for your average Joe to be able to afford to do this, they came up with crack. And that was developed from a mad scientist in the laboratory. Because that's not cocaine. A lot of people say, oh, that's cocaine. That is not cocaine. Crack is not cocaine.
That's just like the LSD. That was something else.
That was government, yeah.
And, you know, it goes back to syphilis being injected into black soldiers to see what it would do.
Yeah, they wanted to see how far it would go. They used
is that what
men
they were doing
see,
with
yeah.
the AIDS virus? Is that, you know, that's my question. What was that created for? Was that to control population?
Yeah, I believe so.
It was put into the gay community in America. It was placed in the African community on the continent of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
After doing all of this, it didn't stay isolated in the gay community because a lot of those gay men had wives.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the black community. That's where we found out, and that's where the whole down-low phenomenon, I guess. I believe it probably, of course, was going on forever, but until no one really knew until HIV came along that women were actually married to men who were bisexual. They think they're not gay, but they are. I mean, they're bisexual, and that's how it was put out there in the public where you actually had these men who were gay, or like I said, they don't believe they're gay, but I'll call them bisexual because they have a woman and they like to go to bed with men. This is how I've heard it explained, that they are not gay. They just like to have sex with men. Quote, okay?
No, you know, so, regardless of how you call it, you know, that's like my
But that's how
got
it got so, well, see, people didn't understand why it hit our community so strongly, though, and how many, why black women were infected with the HIV. So the percentage is really high in our community and with black women, and it's because our men, there's a lot of men that did not want to let people know that they were gay because they felt like they had enough against them being black, number one, and trying to make it in this world, and being gay on top of that was just one other thing. So what they do, they get the family, you know, the wife and the children, and on the side they do what they want to do. But then when the HIV came along and they were spreading, giving it to their wives and to their girlfriends.
Mm.
And I read in a book that the reason why they didn't use condoms was because it made them have to think about what they were doing.
You know, my neighbor, God rest his soul, he was married and had three children. His wife came home and caught him in the bed with a man, and, of course, she left. He was the father of three, and when you see him, you know, so it's a little confusing to me that you would lay down with a woman and you can father children with this woman and at the same time as a man be
mm-hmm.
penetrated and call yourself bisexual. I don't get it, because if you're the male sex and you allow another man to penetrate you, then I don't see how you could call yourself bisexual. To me, that's just gay, married
gay.
With children.
And you know what? And it's so funny, though. What was not funny, but the thing is they don't even consider themselves gay or bisexual. They say they're men. They just like to have sex with other men. But they're not gay because they feel that being gay means that you are emotionally attached to another man. And they're not emotionally attached. They just like having sex with other men. I'm quoting, okay? It doesn't make sense,
yeah.
But it obviously makes sense to them. So it's like you can't call them gay. They're not gay. They're not even bisexual. They just like to have sex with men because in their minds, to be gay or bisexual means that you have an emotional attachment to another man. And this is why we have so many black women now. Fighting for their lives.
As a social worker, I have made many home calls, and I've made home calls to women, and two black women come to mind. One of those black women had like five children. She was very young. She was in her late 20s. She informed me that her husband was the one who had infected her,
mm-hmm.
that he had been in prison. When he came out of prison, he had the virus. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I do know is that in the prison population, AIDS is rampant, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I hear.
There are many women, you know, just like you say, that have children for men who flip and flop. So
mm-hmm.
it's really sad that you had no voice.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the late 80s, early 90s, Dr. Barbara Justice stating that there was a cure for the AIDS virus, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they had a cure for that AIDS virus.
They do. Now, I do know, Sandra, there is an injection that they have that they can give you within the hour of being in contact. But you have to catch it in that hour. They use it in the medical field, you know, like with nurses and doctors, they may get picked by a needle. You know, they might get picked by a needle, and they give them this injection. It's like people don't know in that hour.
Well, like I said, you know, Dr. Barbara Justice talked about the research that they were doing in Kenya and why play with things like this when you have
mm-hmm.
the Center for Disease Control right there in Atlanta, Georgia, in the heart of the black community. When you're experimenting with these type of germs, you know,
mm-hmm.
and creating, why would you want to create biological warfare? And then how are you going to keep control of that? You know, that's like the Ebola virus, and God forbid it ever, you know, go mainstream.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking about. And they do. They have all kind of deadly viruses locked up, you know. And you're right. Why would you want to? It's scary. I would love to know, just like you, I can only just come up with different opinions or thoughts of, and like you said, it's warfare. I think some of them was created to wipe out people in certain countries. Who knows? But I think they know that you can't control it.
It's an evil thing to do.
Very.
Why would you spend $10 million to have a scientist like Dr. Robert Gallo create a virus to spread, you know, why would you do that? You never know the mental state of a person that might all of a sudden become power hungry.
Well, I think it's the people, they are power hungry, the ones that are developing it.
Well, I know the pharmaceutical companies are really happy because their numbers are flying up real high, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay, and I'm going to tell you the justification that I've read on, like the study of syphilis, and in their minds, this is what I've read, that to sacrifice a few, save many.
The sacrificing of a few to save many, and that could be applied across the board, you know. It is always better for the good of many than the good of one.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, give the person a choice. You don't just tell somebody or, oh, I'm going to give you this wonderful fruit basket. But that fruit basket, once you come in contact with it or once you eat any of the fruit, you become violently ill with an mm-hmm. incurable disease. Mm-hmm. And when you gave the fruit basket, you knowingly knew that this is what was going to happen. Another case in point with wiping out the Indian population once again with smallpox, giving mm-hmm. them blankets. So once again, it just makes me wonder. When you have companies like Monsanto, who's buying up, most of the seed companies, and one of the things, I know I'm not that great of a green thumb person, but when you, the seeds these days, it's very hard to get seeds to grow because they've been genetically modified. Mm-hmm. Unless you get an organic seed, you're not going to get anything to grow. So why control or population, you're trying to control them with food, you're trying to control them with viruses that you're injecting into their body without them knowing, you're spraying from the air.
You're answering your own question. Control, power, really, I know it doesn't seem like that, but that's it. I mean, look at Hitler. We definitely can't say it's a sound mind, because they're not sound-minded people, obviously, because you would never, if you were a sound-minded person, you could never do that to another human being. But we're talking about, look at Hitler and what was his motivation. That's across the board. This is the same type of people we're talking about. If Hitler decided to just do it all in big one lump, I'm just going to take them all out all at once. I don't have time. The generations, I'm just going to let this get rid of them right now. But it's all power. It's all being that number one, being able to control it all, be the, be God. I'm God. There's people out here, these people, this is how they think. This is what it's all about.
So you're saying that lack of compassion.
Oh, yeah. No compassion whatsoever.
Greed and power says it's okay for me to introduce the AIDS virus into the black and gay community because I can control their population and I can play God today.
Rid the world in their minds. They're ridding the world of people that are worthless and nothing and no good, and it's the hatred.
Well, that's an ugly thing because, a lot of innocent people, black, white, brown, and yellow.
Right, are suffering from this, exactly, because if you had a kind of mind that was compassionate or was thinking, you would think that, wait a minute, this is not a good thing, this can hurt other people, that's dealing with a sound mind, but obviously it's not. They're not looking at it that way whatsoever.
I just thought about it. Now that comes to the thought of these are true mad scientists.
Yeah, I call them mad scientists. I always say mad scientists.
Yeah, they have to be. They're mad and deranged because, when you consider, and, this is just kind of stepping away, but you create germ warfare. You create weapons of mass destruction, and you teach somebody else how to use these weapons of mass destruction. Then after you've created them, you don't want anyone else to create these kind of weapons. What is that? Is that arrogance? What is that?
Because I asked my husband, creating the atom bomb, the nuclear bomb, the same thing. It's like, why would you create something like that?
I think Einstein was in on that, but he was looking at it for another reason, for good, and I don't know how it was used. When Harry Truman gave the orders to drop that bomb on Hiroshima, the Japanese had already surrendered. Through untold history, I found out that it was a power play, and I think it was a power play for Russia to let them see, well, you know, we have this weapon, and this is what we can do. So I'm wondering, once again, was the government saying, well, you know, we have this biological weapon, and this is what we can do? But at the end of the day, it's a very ugly thing. It's out of control in Africa. And the reason why I say it's out of control in Africa, because what I know of African culture, not all, but, you know, a lot, and especially with the Muslims, a man can have as many wives as he can afford to keep. We're talking about a polygamous society. Had the origin of AIDS been in Africa, well, it was in Africa, but it was in a laboratory by Belgian scientists and people like Dr. Gallows that created it. But under its normal circumstances, the African population would be extinct by now if it was just something that originated between man and woman. You understand what I'm trying
right,
to say?
Right, exactly.
What inside of you could have you so far off track that you have no respect or no regard for human life? How is it that you can see a man lying in the street, dying of thirst, and you're coming along with a gallon of water in a cup, and you can't share? What has happened? Or, I mean, I can't understand, overstand anyone that does not have compassion for their fellow man.
Well, you look at this country right here, Sandra, and just the city that we live in, and the belief is, because I feel the same way you do, and I question it, and I talk, and I ask, and I read, and the attitude is that, well, I did it, you can too. So if you have a man walking by with some water, and he sees someone with thirst, it's like, well, when I was thirsty, I got water. Why, he needs to get up and go find him some water.
Did it ever occur to you the kind of pain that that person is in? Or
does it matter to them? Yeah, it doesn't matter to people like that. That's why you have so much pain in this world. Yeah, it's called empathy. That's the one thing that I found, and I've been thinking about this for a very long time, that there's a lack of it. It's very hard for the average person to put themselves in someone else's shoes. I believe the majority, I don't know if it's the way people are being raised up. I don't know why. I just realize, look around, and I see the lack of empathy in this world, right here in this country.
You know, and even, I mean, to destroy, to take life, I don't care whether it be a bird or a dog,
mm-hmm.
cat, you know, mm-hmm. when I see people or, you know, that mutilate animals or, mm-hmm. you know, what's wrong with you?
This is how this country was created. When they brought Africans here, they did that to Africans. It was nothing at all to do that to an African woman or African man that was not, I mean, the whip, what a whip did to a man / woman's back was, you know, we see pictures or we just think because one of us might have got whipped with a switch, so we think that's what it feels like. But could you imagine this kind of whip cutting through your skin? And this is how this country was built. They got us to get in the dirt and make their money, make them rich. That fear, what they could do to our bodies and our minds.
On violence.
On the blood, sweat, and tears of Native Americans and Africans. If that's how this country was built, then to say what's happening right now is really not that far-fetched.
For someone to go into a laboratory and create...
Probably easier to do it that way because they're not seeing it. But when they were whipping you with that whip, they saw your skin, your flesh open up.
So now We just go into the laboratory, mm-hmm. create a virus, an
mm-hmm.
AIDS virus,
mm-hmm.
And let's inject it into all the people we don't like. And we'll get rid of all the people we don't
mm-hmm.
like. We're thinking so narrow-mindedly that those people that we don't like might like your son or your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes right back around in your family.
And that's exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm.
And to know that you were the one who created this,
mm-hmm.
that you had a major choice. I can't even imagine the mindset of someone knowing that I created something that has killed millions of people.
Tell you, the same ones that take a gun and shoot up a movie theater or shoot down a masses of families and generations of people standing right in front of you, that's powerful to them. To take someone, like to take them down all in one shot. They did this to the Jews. I mean, they right in their face. So to create a disease and not even see it happen, it's probably easier for them. Okay, because they had to hold the guns and do it and watch those bodies fall and then throw them in a furnace. I don't see the difference. This is what we're dealing with here. It's scary. It's very scary.
For me, I think knowledge is power. I think speaking
mm-hmm.
truth to power. Right now, this is happening in America and around the world. You know, the truth is coming out, how this virus was created for depopulation. Graves is taking its court, which I'm looking for to see how the outcome of that, how it's going to pan out in the end.
Right,
it's
Graves is the
that
one that was infected in 1992, right? That was the one that I read. Is that the doctor that was infected with the HIV that's taken it to court?
Yes.
Right, okay.
He know for a fact that it was a virus that was created and funded by the U.S. government.
And you know what else, Sandra? This is another theory, too, and I've read this before about these diseases and viruses, you know, like for cancer and of course, now it's HIV. What happens is it's big business for these societies. They raise money, like the charities.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Mm-hmm.
And that could be another. You know, that's a lot of money. That's big business. Exactly where that they don't want a cure, because if you get a cure, then that money's not going to keep flowing.
I've always said all money's not good money. You know.
Oh, definitely.
If a person has to die for me to climb up on the rung, that's one climb I don't want. You know, and the only time that would be good would be if the one is sacrificed for the many, then that is acceptable. To take out millions of lives so that the one person can
mm-hmm.
get glory and gratification or the medals for creating this disease that we can use in germ warfare and depopulate
mm-hmm.
a country or a continent.
When HIV hit, before they even had a name, wasn't it taking people out like in 6 months? It was pretty quick acting, wasn't it? It seemed like they were dying pretty fast.
It was a lot more sudden then. It's just sad, you know. Here lately, the things that I have found out, I would hate to think that my government had a part in. When we go back, you know, when we think about the syphilis, Hiroshima, the AIDS virus, those are three that I can tell you about. How many more we don't know about? Just like the chemtrails and all of a sudden the bees are dying, you know, insecticides and mass spraying. And we have no voice. We are just guinea pigs that are like pawns being moved upon a board because we have no voice right now with our genetically modified foods. What is it doing to us? Will we find out 10 years from now that the grapes we ate or the apricots or apples that we ate caused a certain kind of mutation or a disease in our bodies that helped break us down. I just want to thank you girls for sharing this time with me. And I will talk to you queens next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, have a great week.